actually today we will learn how to avoid some foolish living in our life. Do you know what happened this past week to Jackie Chan, our action hero?
Yes!
David, tell me what happened to him very concisely. Okay, just say yeah. Okay, that's fine. What happened to Jackie Chan, I think, was very surprising to many people. He now, I think, in some ways, in big trouble, maybe really frustrated by what happened to him, simply because he made one simple comment. One simple comment. Jackie Chan commented that freedom may not be good for China. You know what came back to him? The following is quoted from Yahoo News. Hong Kong and Taiwanese legislators lashed out at the comments, with some accusing Chan of insulting the Chinese race. A group of Chinese scholars published a letter on the internet on Monday accusing Chan of not understanding how precious freedom is. Even though free Hong Kong provided the conditions for you to become an international action star, and yet you don't appreciate freedom. A Facebook group set up by Hong Kong users calling for Chan to be exiled to North Korea had drawn more than 2,600 members by Tuesday. The group also posted some letters urging Hong Kong's Baptist University and Academy for Performing Arts to strip Chan of honorary degrees they gave the actor. The Hong Kong Tourism Board, for which Chan serves as an ambassador, had received 17 complaints as of Monday that his comments hurt the image of Hong Kong and aren't reflective of Hong Kong people. Hong Kong people are better than that. A public said she declined to give her name because of company policy. And lastly, opposition Taiwanese politicians on Monday demanded that the city government of Taipei strip Chan of his role as ambassador of the deaf Olympic Games for those who have hearing problems. Strip him of the role as an ambassador for this Olympic Games that will be held in Taiwanese capital, in Taipei, in September this year. How do you feel about that? Just a few words. Isn't it scary that a few words spoken can cause such a damage to our beloved Jackie Chan? He has a good reputation, and he earned the reputation by her hard work. He earned his reputation over so many years of hard work, and yet, just by some words, inappropriate comments, it could cause him permanent damage to his reputation. That's why Proverbs chapter 13 verse 3 says that he who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly, carelessly, will come to ruin or trouble. God here teaches us that we should control our tongue in order not to get into trouble. If you don't obey God, you will learn your lesson the hard way, through trouble and through ruin. Actually, I learned a lesson in my life the hard way because I misused my tongue. One time I regret it, and I will share this painful experience with you later. Because I learned a lesson, and I hope that you can learn a lesson from that and not repeat the silly mistake that I made, like Jackie Chan. Today we'll look at Proverbs and see how to avoid four kinds of talks. Four kinds of talks that I call foolish talks, summarized by the words N-O-I-Q. No IQ talks. Foolish talks. You see what no IQ stands for. The first type of foolish talk is nosy talk. And first matter of no IQ. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 19 says that a gossip betrays a confidence or a secret or a trust. He who goes about as a slanderer, spreading rumors maliciously, hurting people, reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a gossip. Same verse by another translation. Let me ask you, what does it mean to gossip? David? Could you speak louder? A little bit louder?
It means to talk about somebody else behind their back.
Okay. So, you. Okay. Let me see. How about Orson? Do you have something to add to the definition of gossip? We should outdo the young people, right? The older people here. Okay, take it again. Okay. Okay, what is it?
You talk too much about others, especially in a way that is hurtful.
Is it from your dictionary, English dictionary? Okay. Thanks, David, for your input. Thank you very much. I appreciate that you put up your hand and you answered the question. Very good. Okay? I think the definition was very good. Spreading rumors, spreading things that talk about something bad about someone. And in order to cause harm to that person, it's not out of good intention. It is out of bad intention some people gossip. Rumor is unverified report. You don't even know whether that is true or false, and you cannot find any evidence to prove that it's true, and then you just tell everybody about it. And as you spread this news around, it gets changed. Nosy talk spreads rumors, betrays confidence, trust, and kills unity among people. If there is a gossip here among us, you know what? No matter how hard we try to be united, the gossip can destroy us very easily. That's why we should watch out to make sure that we won't gossip. And if someone gossips with you, we should be wise what to do. And I'll share with you. Here are some quotes about gossip. Some people will believe anything if it's whispered to them. If you whisper something to someone's eyes, that person will think that's their secret, that's right, that's true. So, next day you won't be ashamed to sell your family parrot to the town gossip. If you have a parrot who can remember and repeat what you say, be careful. Don't sell it to a gossip, because the parrot will tell all the secrets about you, and then the whole town will know about it. Chuck Swindoll, a servant greatly used by God, a preacher, also my previous, I'll say, schoolmate, he also graduated from Dallas Seminary, said that if you don't say it, they can't repeat it. So one way to stop people using your words as rumor is that you don't say it. Or you think twice before you say it. Make sure it will not be distorted by people or who you say it to. But what if someone tells you, hey, come, I have a secret to tell you. How should you respond? We all love to hear about secrets. Here's a way for us to stop rumor. David. So he told you a secret.
And hi is not a secret.
Oh, okay. So he didn't really tell you a secret, just said hi, okay? And you were desiring to hear that, right? Okay. So that's why many people want to hear the gossip or secret from people, but refrain from that. Because someone that same person might tell a secret about you to someone else. Be careful, okay? If that's someone who claims to be your friend. One way to end a rumor when someone comes to you, let me tell you a secret, is to ask, may I coach the individual who is passing this rumor? Or in other words, may I know who tell you this, and I can verify with this person if that's right or wrong, or if that's true or false. Or better, if that person is talking about that person, may I verify with this person? Have you gotten permission from this person to spread this secret? Usually, if that person says, no, you cannot talk to this person. Usually it's false, just an idle talk, it's a gossip, so just stop right there. But if that person says, yes, you can verify that with that person, that might be true. Then you can go, and you should go to verify that. Because that person might lie about it, you can verify that to show that, this is true, to deceive you. So always verify whoever the gossip is about. Or just stop right there. I don't want to listen to it. Okay? If you cannot verify that. There's a Chinese common saying that says that 谣言止于智者. Have you heard of that? I know a lot of Chinese sayings, and my wife often is surprised. How do you know so many Chinese sayings? Often 4 words or 8 words. Very, very, very insightful. 谣言止于智者. It means rumors will stop at a wise person. If you are wise, the rumor will stop right at you, and you won't just spread the rumor around. Let us stop nosy talk by watching what we say, and stop nosy talk, as I just suggested. The second kind of foolish talk is over talk. Proverbs 20, verse 19 says that a gossip betrays the confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much. Blah, 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 blah. Non-stop, all the time. Be careful with this person, because this person might reveal a secret. Is there a hand put up, Jeffrey?
I know somebody who does that all the time.
You don't need to tell me that, okay? So don't mention names. So.
Everybody else. So
you know this kind of person exists, okay? It is true. The Bible is true. The wise saying is from God giving these wise people wisdom so that it will teach us how to fear God and live a wise life. The Bible is true. And if you live that out, you'll be blessed instead of getting in ruin or trouble. Besides that, those people who talk too much, according to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23, mere talk leads only to poverty. Those people who just keep talking all day long, they get nothing done, they just keep talking. If you want to have a business partner, be careful if that person only talks all the time but does not do anything. Don't be a business partner with this person. This person will get nothing done for you, okay? Be wise. There was a young man who was sent to Socrates, a Greek philosopher. This young man wanted to learn oratory, or the art of public speaking, to be a great public speaker. And then he met the philosopher. He talked non-stop. And Socrates asked for double fees for training him. And the young man said, why charge me double? And Socrates said, because I must teach you two sciences. The one, how to hold your tongue, and the other, how to speak. The first science, to hold your tongue, is more difficult. But if you aim at proficiency at it, you will be blessed. Or otherwise, you will suffer greatly and create trouble without end. Wow, if we cannot control our tongue, end up over-talking, there will be endless trouble waiting for us in the future. So don't over-talk. It causes nosy tongue, causes poverty, and causes another trouble. That's why it is true, silence sometimes is golden. Silence indeed is golden. The third kind of foolish talk is impatient talk. Nosy talk and over talk. O, that comes to I. We said no IQ talk, nice I. Impatient talk. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 13 says that he who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. What is impatient talk? Impatient talk means you answer before you have listened. As a result, you answer, you give the wrong answers, causing shame and making you look very foolish. There was a wise old owl lived in an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like the wise old bird? Listen more. Speak less. Listen first. Make sure you understand the question before you answer the question. Think twice before you answer any question. Before I went to college, I didn't speak much. I was very shy. I was an introverted. I was in school just sitting at a corner by myself, memorizing words in the dictionary. That's what I did at that time, because my English was bad when I went to Hong Kong. And I felt it was very difficult for me to express myself in words. I spoke a Chinese dialect in mainland China, and then I learned Mandarin in mainland China. When I went to Hong Kong, I had to speak Cantonese, very different from Mandarin. I didn't know how to express myself. And I decided to be able to speak well. But whenever I have a chance to speak in public, I'll first make a sentence in my mind. Okay? And then I'll rehearse it a couple of times in my mind. And then I'll say it. After that, my mind will go blank again. I don't know what to say. That was me. But after I've gone to college, I have learned how to do public speaking. And I have improved much since then. But since then, I found out that just like Socrates said, to be able to master the art of public speaking is hard. But to be able to control the tongue is even harder. I found out that after becoming a Christian, becoming a minister, it is more challenging to learn how to listen to people. Because many people come to you seeking counsel, telling you their problems, and you need to be very focused to listen. Sometimes that person might talk to you for 1 hour or 2 hours, and you need to be focused. Not just standing there, not really understanding it, but you need to actively understand what this person is talking about, and how can I help this person with God's word. So I found out that usually I will get very tired after that. So listening can be very tiring. You think that speaking is tiring. Listening, active listening to help other people, that can be as tiring. And it's a great art to learn. But in conversations, I'll advise you that always listen first before you answer a question. In a conversation, in Chinese, it's called 对话. That means it is a two-way talk. If you tend to speak too much, when you are talking with someone, even one-on-one, sometimes pause a little bit. Ask a question. Do you get what I'm talking about? Also, ask a question to understand that person. I found out that many people who talk too much in a conversation, it's like almost 95% this person talking, the other person is just, yes, 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 right. All the time. And I am I the person who can, you know, just almost speak nothing and listen for 1 hour, even 2 hours. That person is a great friend. So let us learn to listen first before we answer. Okay? Lastly, foolish talk and nosy. O, over talk. I, impatient talk. Guess what is Q? Right, quick talk. No IQ. Quick talk, according to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 20. Do you see a man who speaks in haste? There's more hope for a fool than for him. Quick talk often results in thoughtless comments. Quick talkers make enemies for themselves. That's why there is more hope for a fool than for a quick talker. Publius, a Greek sage or wise man, observed, I have often regretted my speech, never my silence. David.
Why does it always say, do you see a man? Do you see a man? Why doesn't it never say, do you see a woman that does this?
Yeah, because just like in China, also in Israel and other Eastern countries, usually it is the man who takes a more active role in a society. So they use men to represent both men and women. So I'm not just talking about men, right? So it's both men and women, especially as Christians. The Bible says that both men and women were created in the image of God. We are equal. Okay? So that's why we should respect both men and women. Same. Okay? Does that answer your question, David? Good. Let me ask you, have you ever regretted saying something in your life and hope you never said it after you have already said it? Have you ever regretted saying something? There's a Chinese common saying that says that, 覆水难收, another Chinese common saying, four words, 覆水难收. What does that mean? Let me ask Alvin Liu, what does that mean? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Especially you put it on sand or soil, it's gone, it's absorbed into the ground. It says that your words, once it is said, you cannot take it back. If it's foolish talk, the damage is already caused, you cannot take it back and then fix it. Quick talk is not that. If you don't think right and then quick talk, you cannot take it back, the damage is there. I think even someone who courteously say, I don't mind, that's okay, the hurt might already have been made. And the relationship might not be as close as before. So that's why we should avoid quick talks that are often thoughtless. Before thinking twice, you just give your comments. Quick talkers often make enemies. That's why there's more hope for a fool than for a quick talker. Let me share with you a painful experience. This past week, I've been preparing for this message. I prayed to God and asked God to help me to search my own heart and my own mind. How does these verses apply to my own life? How can I grow wiser through these words as a preacher of God's word, a teacher of God's word, if I don't put that in practice? How can I expect you to put that in practice? This is a very painful incident. Usually I don't want to mention it. I think even Nina doesn't know about it. It's a very hurtful experience, okay? Only because God wants me to humble myself that I want to mention it so that you can learn a lesson from it. It was my first job after graduating from college. That started in July of 1997. And in the same year, in March, I became a Christian. So I just became a Christian. Not really knowing much about the Bible, especially the wisdom about living a life. I got an offer before I graduated from college as an international student from UC Berkeley, a so-called prestigious university. And I felt I would have a good future. I had high hopes of myself. I was ready to change the world. That was a great feeling. Have you ever had that feeling that I am going to change the world? I will have a good future because of my grade, because of what school I have gone to. The job finally started. I worked really, really hard on my job. I took the toughest projects others were afraid of. I often stayed late after work. And I remember a couple of nights I stayed after midnight. Nobody in the whole building. I was the only person there still working on the toughest project. You know what? My boss really liked me. I impressed my boss. Then I saw people leaving the company every month. And then I started wondering, why are people leaving the company that I worked so hard for? And during lunch, I had some gossip coworkers. They were gossiping about why this is happening. They said that it's because, you know what, there's too much work, too little pay, and there's no overtime pay. And this is a bad job, but people do it because they don't have experience. So after they have gotten the experience, they would look for a better job. That's why these people, they would leave. They are very good workers. They have gotten the experience. They are not happy with the job. They are being abused at the job, so they just leave. I kept hearing about this gossip. And I felt talking about the boss behind her back. It's a female boss. That is not right. I wanted to change the world, okay? And here is the chance. And there was the conference meeting. And I actually shared my feeling in the conference, okay, that I'm seeing so many good coworkers need. I mean, how can we fix this problem? I'm just sharing my heart to my boss in everybody else's presence. And I suggested that maybe we can, you know, have overtime pay for people who have to stay overtime to work overtime. You know what happened to my boss? She was shocked and her face became blue. She was shocked that I would, in front of other people, suggest something, you know, to her like this that would make her embarrassed. My gossip friends were right about one thing. After the meeting, they told me that the boss is going to let you go. The boss is going to let you go. You know what happened after that? The boss kept giving me tough new projects and she will keep a document of the mistakes I've made in those new tough projects I was not familiar with. And then finally, he asked me to go into her office and said that you're fired. And she said something very, very hurtful. She said that you're poisoning your coworkers. But it was the gossipers who were talking behind your back. I was trying to say something in front of you. And she thought I was poisoning other people, maybe. And it was me gossiping, and then I even say it in public. So I really felt hurt. I worked so hard for 6 months. What did I get? Fired. I thought I had impressed the boss. No, because I offended her. And she would just let me go. Now as I look back, I don't really blame my boss, because although my comments were for good intention, I shared that in public and that embarrassed her. So I did not do that in private. That would be more appropriate. And maybe I would not end up being fired. So quick talk without wisdom hurts. It really hurts. But I thank God for His grace. Before I was fired, you know what happened? A Christian coworker knew what was going to happen to me. Everybody thinks they knew about my future. And she referred me to another firm, which was looking for someone with my gifts, instead of trying to abuse me to do things that I was not good at or I did not enjoy. I took the opportunity and I had an interview and I got the job before I got fired. So I was fired and then I just moved on to another job. All by God's grace. I might end up very miserably. Because I was an international student on so-called optional practical training. So after you have finished your studies in the United States, you have 1 year to look for a job. You have only 1 year. If you cannot find a job, you have to go back to your country. And during the 1 year, you have to apply for a work visa, or otherwise you cannot continue to stay in the United States. And I already used up 6 months of my 1 year. If not by God's grace, that Christian friend, co-worker, who also later on moved to the same company, from this company, not for her help, I probably would be, who knows where I would be now, probably not sharing God's word with you now. I see that it was all by God's grace. I made a mistake, but by God's grace, He saved me. And then I had 5 years of wonderful experience with another firm, and the boss there was a Christian, and we had a formal interview. He really enjoyed having informal interviews, you know, over lunch, you know, over a meal. But before that, I said, let me pray before I eat. Okay? And she was surprised that it is like an interview, but before meal, I would still say I want to pray and give thanks to God to show that I am a Christian. And actually, that really amazed him that someone would be willing to do that. And since then, of course, I grew wiser in my speech. I watch out what I spoke, and I still worked very hard, and we had a very good relationship. And he was the vice president of the company, and I became one of the managers. And I was closest to him. He treated me as a friend and a counselor, because he often asked me for advice about life that I have learned from the Bible. So I really enjoyed the 5 years of working with him before I went to Dallas for my seminary training to prepare me for the job God has prepared for me, to be a pastor. Now, every day I still watch out what I speak, what I email, and what I Facebook message. Because you know what? Many people nowadays don't feel comfortable speaking face to face. They email, they Facebook. You know what? It can be even worse than speaking, because once it's spoken, if someone does not spread the rumor, it's not recorded, it's gone. But if you write it down, someone keep the email or the message, it can come back to you and use maybe even as evidence against you in the future. So be very careful with what you say, what you write in email, even Facebook messages. I learned a lesson the hard way. I hope that you don't need to go through such hurt in order to not quit talk. First Peter chapter 2, verse 24 to 25 says that Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. Die for sins, live for righteousness, not live for foolishness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, you were lost. But now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls, God, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, now oversee our souls. So we don't have to be foolish. God will help us to be wise. Do you know how sad God is when you are foolish talking? Did Jesus die for us so that we continue to foolish talk? I can feel God's sadness when we sometimes speak foolish things, either when we talk orally or email or Facebook. I often see foolish talks on Facebook. I think if that is a Christian, God is sad. I am willing to rely on God, the Holy Spirit, to get rid of foolish talks. No IQ talks. Are you willing? I see some of you nodding your head. That is good. How about putting up your hand if you're willing? I'm willing. I continue to be willing to let God to help me to not do no IQ talks or foolish talks. If you're also willing, please put up your hand. If indeed that is what God God wants you to do and you're willing, just put up your hand, including myself. Thank you. I think you have taken one more action before you can do that. And I pray that God will help you. I want to give you one last suggestion, how to avoid foolish or no IQ talk. The key is to think before you speak. People are foolish because they don't think before they speak. So the key is to think before you speak. Think before you speak. Think represents five things, five questions you should ask yourself. T stands for asking, is this true? And then H, is this helpful? I, is this inspiring? N, is this necessary? K, is this kind? If you, before you speak anything, you use this test to filter your speech, I think it will work wonders for you to help you to avoid those foolish talks. Let me repeat that. T standing for, is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? K, is it kind? To help you to remember it, let me ask you, what does T stand for?
True.
H.
Helpful.
I.
Inspiring.
N.
Necessary.
K.
Kind.
Let's put that into practice. Next time we speak. Alright? Let's pray. Oh dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, for your love to save us when we were hopeless, sinning, and were doomed to eternal judgment because of our own sins. But Jesus Christ died for us so that we will not be eternally punished because of our sins. But we also can live for righteousness instead of living in foolishness. One of that being talking foolishly. I just pray that God, you will give us, young or old, wisdom in our speech. He who can master his tongue is indeed a great master. I pray that it is the Holy Spirit who always helps us to control the tongue, because the tongue is the hardest thing to control in the whole world. Whoever can control it is almost perfect. I just pray that you help us to avoid all those foolish talks, no IQ talks, nosy talks, over talks, impatient talks, and quick talks, by always asking God, the Holy Spirit, to help us think before we speak. May your Spirit work in our heart to make us wise, so that people will see our wisdom. They will give glory to God. They will want to ask, why are you so wise in your speech? Why can you even give me wisdom, wise counsel about speech? And we can say it is because of Jesus, because I trusted Jesus. God's Spirit helps me. May all glory be to God. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.